From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump has just tweeted that he has accepted the resignation of his scandal-plagued Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt. A second Novichok poisoning is worrying residents near an English city, Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The unexplained poisoning of two Britons has raised public health concerns in the Salisbury area, where a massive decontamination effort took place after the Skripals were found to have been poisoned with Novichok. Fears are now raised that the massive clean-up effort that followed the sickening of the former Russian spy and his daughter failed to remove all of the substance from the region. Security Minister Ben Wallace says the working assumption is that the two are victims of the consequences of the earlier attack, but they were not directly targeted. Charles de Ledesma, London.
British police said Thursday the couple handled a contaminated item. More rain is in the forecast in Thailand as rescuers try to figure out how to save those 12 young soccer players trapped in a flooded cave. Rita Foley reports.
A diver involved in the effort says the idea of the boys swimming out with special diving equipment isn't crazy.
We don't need to train them to be a scuba diver, right? We just need to train them to know how to use the equipment.
Diver Ruin Grit Changquan Yuen says one idea he doesn't like, though, is waiting until the flooding subsides. That could take months in Thailand's rainy season.
I truly don't think that is a viable option.
He says Thailand's Navy SEALs are with the boys, so they'll be okay.
The SEAL team is going to be in there all the way through. They're not going to leave them behind.
He was on the Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
This is VOA News. Syrian and Russian military forces have lost.